Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I'm hoping, Dig, that people can hear us tonight.
I really hope so, too.
I guess the way to know would be if anybody calls.
Yeah.
You know, okay. We're trying out some high-tech gear here in the studio. A new microphone kind of setup thing. Hopefully, you guys can hear us. I'm Jay Davis.
And I'm Jacob Curran.
And you're here on, what is this? Oh, not episode 4. That's what it says. It's episode 5. The Airwaves of Anarchy.
Yeah.
That's what we intended to present to you tonight. A little bit of anarchy. Be the airwaves of the, what's it called? World Wide Web.
Yep.
That sounds anarchy. Chaotic. Lawless. Speaking of lawless. I guess that's too cool of a word to assign to the people we've been dealing with and people that many of you listeners have been dealing with, people like NFC, the Department of Health and Human Services, the state of Nebraska in general, appear to just operate under some sort of lawlessness. They're I got to rethink my tattoo now. Cool little anarchy tattoo I've had for millions of years. Not so cool when Jeff Vandenberg's an anarchist of sorts. So we got a lot going on tonight. If you notice, maybe we caught some of you by surprise. I hope you can hear us again. But may have caught some of you by surprise. We are on the air an hour earlier than normal. I don't know if anybody noticed it. Reason being, number one, 8 o'clock is more the prime time slot. We've been picking up some listeners. You saw the stats a little bit ago. You saw the peak that we're hitting.
Yeah. We're getting good reviews.
That's it. I don't know, the size of the market that we're in and the number of listeners that we're gaining each night leads me to believe that there's an interest in what we got to say. There's a need for someone to say the things that we're saying. And I guess that there's I guess it's one of two things. Either Jeff Vandenberg and his whole crew are hanging out at the NFC bar, and you know, we're number one on their jukebox, or there's a bunch of pissed off parents out there who are listening right now and who just wish that they had a venue, wish they had an advocate, wish they had a spokesperson, just wish that they could speak out against what's going on to their family, what's happening to their family, but they don't because... If they do, oh, you get put through the ringer, you probably never see your kids again. You'll be threatened. You could be imprisoned. Gosh, all kinds of stuff. In the Vandenberg dungeon, which is not a pretty place to be.
Mm-hmm.
No.
In the chambers over there.
Well, that must have been his gig in between you know, the end of the session here for the legislature and before he became unpaid intern here. We haven't seen Ernie tonight.
Neither have I. Maybe he took the day off.
Or he doesn't take days off, does he?
I don't know.
Maybe he's running late.
Maybe he's hiding in the coat closet.
Oh, you know what? I think we tricked old Ernie Chambers. We never told him we were starting an hour early tonight.
Oh, yeah. Sucks to be him. Maybe we'll see him in like an hour or so.
We'll have to haze him a little bit.
Yeah.
He's late. Where were you, Ernie? That kind of thing. Poor Chambers.
I played target practice.
So, I don't know what we'll do when we... Let me get a call here with this new setup. Oh, doesn't look all that complicated. Although, I was looking at things, and it appears last night during the show, we got a call.
Oh, did
that
we, really?
That we never heard. We never got to it.
Oh.
Never saw that someone had called in. If you're listening tonight, again, let me say I'm sorry.
I
apologize for missing that call.
It must have been when we were doing the email, because I know we were
probably
our main screen.
The Minardi segment. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll try to keep an eye on that tonight.
Yeah.
When we're even again.
Yeah. What's our deal?
She's Minardi. Ham sandwiches all around, Lisa. Ham sandwich. So we'll keep an eye on that tonight. And I'm afraid my biggest fear right now is that the caller that we missed last night was the biggest SOB himself.
Oh, no.
What if it were Jeff that called in and we missed him?
Wouldn't be the first time.
I tell you what, I certainly don't want Vanderskroot to think that we avoided his phone call. If it were you, Jeff, now odds are against it, but if it were you, and I know that you'd be calling under an alias or pseudonym or what we say last night, a fake name.
Yep.
Like Princess Leia.
Mm-hmm.
If it were you, please call back. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you, even if it wasn't Darth Vanderskroot.
We love hearing you so much.
And we love hearing from our other callers, our listeners, the dedicated, loyal listeners, Parent Unafraid of Blog Talk Radio. The hundreds of millions of you across the globe. So, I think we got away tonight again without disclosing the location of the bunker.
Yep. So, thanks to Hannah, we are currently on the move halfway across the globe.
We are speaking from a backpack right now. And
somewhere over the Red Sea.
That's
we,
right.
We will give you that.
That's right. We took the eye in the sky. That's right. We were broadcasting from Air Force One.
Forgot. We were kind of crashing a little bit.
All right.
We found a crop duster.
Barack knows how to put out a spread.
Mm-hmm.
He does. Mm. Ah, thank you, Mr. President.
I think it's our Chambers connection.
Everybody loves Ernie. Everybody loves Ernie. Oh, I found out a good name for him. Are you ready for this? No longer will we refer to the esteemed, the longtime state senator Ernie Chambers as the unpaid intern. Ernie Chambers. I think we'll just shorten that. I kind of like the way intern Ernie sounds.
Internee. All right.
Internee Chambers. How do you like that?
Somewhere he's going.
Ernie the intern. Intern Ernie. It's one of those. Let's vote. Let's put it up for vote.
Yeah, you listeners, decide. Call us. Give us an answer.
The new title for the unpaid intern and part-time lawmaker, Ernie Chambers,
quote unquote.
Should we call him during his time here as unpaid intern? Internee, Ernie the intern, or intern Ernie Chambers? Intern Ernie?
More prestigious title, Internicus Chambericus. Latin scientific name.
Meet, meet. Oh, the Roadrunner.
Good stuff, yeah.
Man. Good stuff. So, along with the vote that we're putting out tonight, where you, the listeners, get to dub Ernie Chambers something. In addition to that, I plan on bringing you tonight another episode of Emails with Minardi.
Always touching.
Also, plan on, we had planned on making some outbound calls tonight, sort of Jerky Boys style kind of stuff. We weren't going to prank anyone. You know, we get in trouble there. You're very sensitive, man. I know. But, maybe let's hit the first break, and then we'll come back, and I'll talk about what happened today, and maybe what kind of audio we might be hearing here on the show tonight. All right. So, again, you're listening to Parent Unafraid on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Jay Davis.
And
this
Jake
is Jacob Kern, and Jake wants to play some music for this break.
He does indeed.
All right.
Jason!
Intern Chambers, because we are trying to find out if he can make some more of that great pineapple coffee you heard about the other night. Let's see here. One of the first things that I want to bring up is that, for, again, a reminder that we are now doing a little bit where we will start answering questions from you, the viewers, that you ask us from, hopefully, Jay's email, which is jdavis088@jdavis.net, or you can reach us through either of our Facebook pages or the countless organizations we have set up, like the jdavis.net Facebook page or the Parent Not Afraid Facebook page. If you aren't friends with us or friends of the pages, you should go ahead and do that. You can get exclusive information on what we're doing in our projects with the CPS. Also, inside views of what we were like planning on doing with the talk shows and the hosts, and you just get an inside look from all that. One of the other things that I think we have coming up soon is we talked briefly about plans for tomorrow, Friday, is that we are quite possibly and most likely doing another protest. And we will hopefully by the end of the night have more information and be more clear about what we plan on doing with that. And hopefully we can see as many of you as possible out there. And there's Jay Jack. Okay. All right. Let's see what else we have. There's just a big stack of paper right in front of me, and I don't know what to read first. We are currently testing out some of our newer technology, so that's why we are currently not rolling as fast as we are. Let's see. Oh, that's right. Going off of, looks like we have a call. I'm going to take this call. We can figure it out. All right, hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, Jacob.
Oh, is this you, Ernie Chambers?
Oh, this is Senator Ernie Chambers. That's right. I'd like to speak to Jay Davis.
He is currently out at the moment, but you can speak to me.
Oh, thank goodness, Jacob. I don't know what Ernie was thinking. I heard your show, and I said, Ernie, why is you late? I'll be right there. I'm coming from my van down here by the river.
All right, you better
and
hurry.
I'll be there as soon as I can.
Right, we're going to start docking your non-existent pay.
Oh, please don't dock the pay. I will bring the pineapple coffee with me. In fact, I've got some in my lap, and I'm hustling right over. This is Ernie Chambers.
You better move faster than that. You got to Impress the boss over here.
Ernie Chambers be there faster than you could say filibuster. Bye-bye.
And filibuster again. And another filibuster.
Was that Ernie?
That was Ernie. He said he is currently on the way.
A likely story, Chambers.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was doing that studio quality sound check there, and we can hear us.
All right, cool.
So that means you can hear us out there. So there's no excuse not to call in. Ernie Chambers, the unpaid intern, or Ernie Chambers, the multiple choice. Ernie Chambers, he could hear us, and he called in.
I think we should put him on some sort of probation. Being late is uncalled for, even when it's unscheduled.
An unscheduled tardy, Ernie Chambers?
Yep.
They wouldn't accept that in unicameral. Anyhow, I think we spoke, I teased a little bit beforehand here, before the break. We may have some good high-quality audio coming up here tonight. Those of you that don't know, new listeners, and perhaps Lord Vandersloot himself.
Welcome.
Yes, that's right. Welcome to all the new listeners. Give you a hug here. Oh, well, that's nice. Ah, way to start off the show. Nice hug. Okay. All right.
Brilliant.
Ah, well, today, I'm surprised that I'm in as cheery a mood as I am.
Yeah.
Considering things. Today, I was expecting some visitation time, some parenting time, supervised, of course, with my three children. Two of whom you got to hear last night in an interview Jake did with him.
And you partially heard the third.
Oh, you heard the third playing some skee ball.
Yeah.
Now, I got a phone call while shopping today for some fun activities for the boys tonight. Got a phone call from Lord Scroat himself. He says, Jason, Jeff, I have nothing to say to you. I've got nothing to say to you. You might as well just put it in an email and maybe I'll read it. Says, Jason, this is important. It's about your kids. Assuming, now, as a parent, the first thing that goes to a parent's mind, oh my God, the kid's been in a wreck or something. And this is a horrible trick that Vandersloot played. I allowed him to continue. And when he did, he says that he had discussed things with the state attorney. State attorney, I have no idea who that could be. I know, in my case here, that we've been involved with the deputy county attorney. The state attorney, though, is typically reserved for things along the lines of felony criminal cases. Hopefully that was just a faux pas, a misspeak, a fuck-up, along with many other ones that Vandersloot has had. But Jeff says he spoke to the state attorney who has decided, along with NFC, that I can no longer see my children in any place other than what they call a secure environment. First thing I thought was, well, that they put my children in prison. They're in a secure facility.
Added walls in the facility?
No, they've decided I can only have my visits take place now with my children at the NFC office or the office of the agency doing the supervision. And only as long as there are no less than two people there to supervise my visit.
Two.
Right. We've got two supervision experts here.
Because one was going so well.
Yeah. I'm going to say one thing here. NFC, you clowns have got this thing all wrong. Number one, you started me off with Minardi, who was a complete idiot. I told Minardi she was a complete idiot, and I called you on your bullshit there. Quickly, when I pointed out to Donna Roselle, chief operating officer over there at your collaborative, and she realized how deep of a hole you guys have dug yourself in, she decided she's going to go ahead and switch me caseworker since it was going so horribly. Switch me to Jeff Vandersloot, who came in as if he were the second coming of Christ, although he doesn't believe in anything like Christ or second coming. Vandersloot came in like the savior. And really all it was an attempt to, it was a sleight of hand tactic. I learned later that the reason for the switch was they believed that I am such a woman hater, a woman hater, that there's no way, that's the only reason I was outspoken. And if there were a man involved, I wouldn't dare stand up to a man. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't dare.
Mm.
Well, the first day I met Vandersloot, here at my home, I told him to get the fuck out of my house, and if he ever came back, he wouldn't be happy. He came to my house and disrespected me in my home. He swore at me in my home, laughed at me in my own home when I was doing nothing, being polite, cordial, making little ice-breaking jokes, you know. This guy wants to, you know, set things off on a good foot, I guess, on the right foot, where he's going to tell me who's boss, I guess. Well, that doesn't fly with me. And I'll tell you what, you got it all wrong when you think that it's a woman who is a... It's a woman who is in danger of me here. I tell you what, you put a dude in my house who's telling me in my house how to run things, or telling me what to do in my house, or acting in an aggressive manner towards me, I'm more likely to punch that dude in the face than I am to raise my voice at a woman. Because, tell you what, these dudes, they get their puppy chest, they think they're something else, and I'm not about to get in a pissing match with these dudes. I've proven myself in my life, and I don't need to do it to these guys. So, you got it all wrong, and Jeff, I think you can attest to the fact that man or woman, I'm not sure which you are, but man or woman, if you're a dumbass, and you're breaking the rules, and you're screwing my family over, I'm going to call you on it every single time. It doesn't matter your gender, it doesn't matter your position in life, it doesn't matter. You don't mess with my family. That's all there is there on that one. I guess that's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Played that audio last night of that when Jeff tripped over himself trying to apologize and make up some reason why the documentation said that he accused me of making threats, but he swore up and down that that never happened. Heard that audio last night.
That was very entertaining.
Well, I really think that Jeff heard it. Because he went out, he went all out today in an attempt to strike back. Episode 6. Got the title right here in my head. You'll find out later. He started this morning by saying that he felt so afraid of me that the family team meeting scheduled for next week could no longer take place in my home, but would be forced to take place at the NFC headquarters, the Death Star. I told him it looked like that meeting's canceled. He started it off that way, ended the day by taking my children and our little bit of privacy, our little bit of togetherness that we get to have, our little bit of semblance of us still being a family. He tried to take that. Well, Jeff, let me tell you one thing right now. I took it upon myself to go and visit with the good people at Beneficial Behavioral Health. I told you guys I'd plug you tonight, and here we go. Beneficial has been amazing. I think that if half of the other agencies out there that are doing the same things could take an example or take the lead of Beneficial, a lot of us parents in the situations that we're in and the children that we're all so concerned about, that the state claims to be concerned about, we'd all be in a much better place. Beneficial, you've gone...
We have a caller.
Oh, there is a caller.
Right.
Caller, I'm going to figure out how to do this. Jake knows how to answer him.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that one. Parent Unafraid, this is Jay Davis and Jake McCurran. What's your name, caller?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, yeah. Can you hear us?
Okay. I would be sorry, yeah. I was just calling because I have a friend going through a situation with CPS right now, and I find it repulsive. It's just, it's unreal, the things that they have made him do and lied about, and I'm glad there's people like you that that stand up for what's right and what's true, you know?
Well, thank you, and I want to say I'm glad that there's people like you who are willing to point this out, and even though I know that your friend is probably afraid of what other repulsive things they might make him do, We might have to hear that off the air. That sounds pretty gruesome. But there are people like you who are willing to speak out and help this guy out by getting his message out there, or this woman, I suppose it could be. You hadn't specified. But thank you. Thank you for calling and letting us know that we're not alone in this. So,
no, you're absolutely not.
Well, do you want to spill the beans? Do you want to, could you spill a little bit of these repulsive things that this friend of yours has to do?
I'm sorry.
They're not making them, run up the street. He doesn't have to run up and down the street naked or anything like that.
I can't. All I caught was, I don't have to run up the street naked.
Right. Your friend involved with the CPS, you had said that the CPS is very repulsive, and we wouldn't believe the things that they're making your friend do. It has nothing to do with Vandersloot and dressing like Little Bo Peep.
It's basically they've for example, if he has a visit, they'll tell him, "Oh yeah, that's fine. We can have a visit there, and that'd be great for the kids." And then 5 minutes before the visit, they'll say, "No, that's not approved. We can't do that." You know, and they constantly just toy with him to make it as close to impossible as they can for him to see his kids. You know, and I'm sorry.
I said that's their goal. That is absolutely their goal, to make it impossible.
And it's, why? I can't, the why is the part I can't understand.
Well, that's what we're here to try to figure out. So, I guess we're having a little bit of difficulty here on the phone. I want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're still there. Okay, great. Well, thanks again for calling in. Well, we broke the
field thank
tonight.
You. Yes, we did. Okay.
We got our first call. So, I don't know. I don't know if that was this new upgraded studio equipment or what.
I think we were having that with the other one as well, because, when I heard Senator Chambers it was going, I think it just takes a minute.
Right. There's a delay. I know that there's a 30-second delay just in case we need to bleep something. But we don't bleep here.
Nope.
No.
All fucking unfiltered.
Oh, I just got what you said. Hello. We have an in-studio guest. Oh, no, we don't.
Where's Senator Chambers when you need him?
Have you seen, by chance, unpaid intern Ernie Chambers making some of that pineapple coffee?
Intern against Chamber of Kids, as Latin is known to you. Yeah.
Oh, look at this one. Here we go.
No, both of
them. Oh, here's Boba Fett. There you go. Chief of Security just came in and let us know that Ernie Chambers has not yet arrived.
You know what?
Where did you say it was?
Somewhere around a river. I don't know.
A river?
Drowning some bills or something.
Bills.
Didn't want to get past this.
Oh, I get it, because he's a lawmaker. I'm clarifying something here. So I said, the repulsive X, that the caller described.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that's just fine. So let me throw this idea out there, too. Local callers, local people here in the Metroplex, I guess that's Dallas-Fort Worth, in the metro area here, if you feel more comfortable via the text message in the scene, I'm going to put this out there. Go ahead, feel free. Text me, Jay Davis, at 402-616-6093. We'll read your text on the air and respond to them immediately. So send us a text, 402-616-6093. That's making use of the 21st century right there.
Yeah.
Text message machinery. First invented by Eli Whitney. That's the cotton gin. Sorry. I hope they don't make him wear Little Bo Peep costume. Back when Vandersloot wanted to be buddies with me, when he thought I was a devil-worshipping pagan kind of something or another.
Did he ask what Bo Peep's size you were?
He told me that he had one picked out for me already.
Was it pink?
See, Vanderson's very tall. I'm very short. It looked like a mother-daughter Bo Peep outfit ensemble. Again, that was unsettling. It's unsettling.
Yeah.
And, like the caller said, a bit repulsive.
I think he'd go for the big bad wolf kind of attire.
Wolfman Jack.
Yeah.
You're too young to know about that, huh?
Yes, I am.
He's an old DJ talk like this. Wolfman Jack. And real weird. Real weird dude. Mm. Lots of DJs were back in the 70s, like Venus Flytrap, Dr. Johnny Fever, those guys.
Nowadays, Zoltar, Brother from Another Planet.
Oh.
Get that stuff out there, man. 89.7 The River.
Have you ever seen that movie, Brother from Another Planet?
No, I have not.
The first 90 seconds of that movie are so disturbing, I couldn't watch the whole thing. I won't give it away.
I'd have to watch it now. But I plan on binge watching some Christopher Lee.
Christopher Lee, why don't you, how about today's a somber day in radio and across the globe and all sorts of media. And Jacob, this has hit him especially hard. Let's tell the listeners why today is such a somber day.
We received news today that Christopher Lee has passed on. For some of those who do not know who this man is, A, I feel sorry for you, and B, you probably most likely know him from Star Wars as Count Dooku, or Lord of the Rings franchise and the Hobbit franchise as Saruman the White, but some of you more devout followers would know him as some of his roles as Dracula. And I can't remember his name, but he starred in a big role in, he was the big role in Golden Gun, Man with the Golden Gun.
Jake, I don't know if you heard, I don't mean to interrupt your reflections there. I don't know if you heard that noise, but that was the sound of the text message machine going off. No, we just received a text message on the machine here that says, apparently, there you go, messenger. I don't know what to call those people. Texters? Texter? This texter has said that they are also aware of the repulsive tactics used by NFC and the Department of Health and Human Services. And while they haven't made them dress as Little Bo Peep, they do have photographs. Disturbing. Disturbing tactics they use. Dressed in a superhero outfit in front of a Christmas tree, as if he were some sort of performing monkey. Senator Chambers, welcome.
Well, thank you.
Oh,
I heard you saying something about performing monkeys. Now, Ernie Chambers not going to come in here to go race the top show.
Senator, I apologize. You kind of came in at the wrong moment. I was actually talking about the real performing monkeys. Guy dressed in a superhero outfit for the amusement of, I would assume, probably Vandersloot. We're going to try to get a hold of some of these pictures. I know it's probably painful for you to relive, dear listener, but if you'd be bold enough to share those pictures with us, we can post that. We can illustrate the kind of things that these people are making their parents do. So, if you feel bold enough, please reach out. Send me a text on the text message machine, 402-616-6093. Senator Chambers, internee, I apologize if you were offended in any way.
Oh, I know. You just play a day, David. It's okay. Okay. Now, I told you, Jacob, I'd be here fast and you could say filibuster.
I said it approximately 3 to 4 times.
Oh, shut your mouth. Okay?
You turn against Chamber Kids. Do remember, you are on thin ice. And under
control. Don't you speak Spanish to me? Oh, come on now. They're doing a race about no Ernie Chambers. I said I don't speak Espanol. I sued old El Dorado. In fact, I'm going to sue Hector Camacho. Macho Camacho? I have a lawsuit pending against Taco Bell.
Why, pray tell, are you suing Taco Bell?
Exactly. What could you possibly sue Taco Bell for?
Well, I went through the drive-thru with the Taco Bell there in Lincoln, near the Unicamble. J-Dance, I know you know where that is. I ordered me a bean burrito. And wouldn't you know, by the time I got back, legislature, back in session, and old Ernie could not speak, except in my butt. That burrito had me gassy, 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 and I was asked to leave the Senate floor.
Now, Senator Chambers, you've got to get out of here. Get out of here. We'll even call you Senator for tonight. Wait a minute, you were late.
Senator of nothing.
So, intern, you go make some copies. Bring some more pineapple coffee. Mm-hmm. And, stay away from Taco Bell.
Yes.
They put an injunction against me anyhow, Dave. I can no longer go to no Taco Bell since I'd be suing them.
We should get one of those.
Note to self. File injunction against intern Chambers. Anyway, I think we're ready for break number two.
Really?
And I believe that in there, Chambers. I've never chewed coffee before.
It appears to be a pomegranate or two.
I couldn't make a remark that I would be stealing, of course, from classic George Carlin bit. Said something along the lines, you show me a tropical fruit, and I'll show you a Jeff Vandenberg. We're going to take a break.
Guitar solo at the end of that one.
Yeah.
Dimebag Darrell. Rest in peace.
Did he kick Angel that?
Dimebag Darrell.
That's a guitar player there. That was Pantera. You know what? When I was making the ice cream run, the pre-show ice cream run, I wanted to call you and have you cue up this other Pantera song. So it just came in. It just came on XM radio on my way. And, I have the lyrics to this on the website. 25 Years by Pantera came on the radio. That would have been a great one for tonight.
Hopefully we've heard that.
Well, you know, I'm no singer. I'm no rock star. But I can read. And so I will recite it. Towards the end there, the song is basically a kid growing up, striking out after years and years of neglect and abuse. Only to grow to an adult, angry, who says, You'll never be the father I am, the bastard father to the thousands of ugly, criticized, and wanted, the ones with fathers just like you. Kind of funny, Jeff, because while we haven't known each other quite 25 years, it sure as fuck seems like we have. And as much as you like to tell me that you two are a father, a victim of divorce and things along those lines, you'll never be the father I am, you bastard.
Yes, ode to sleep.
I'm inspired to write poetry now. Jeff Vandenberg, you're my muse. So, I think it's just about time for another segment of the ever-popular emails.
All right.
Emails with Minardi.
Let me get the character first.
You know, and I think I may have found a way to be able to do this audio.
Ooh.
I wonder if I played it from here, if it would go through there.
We can try.
That's so crazy, it just might work. But first, emails from Minardi.
I think while we do this, we can try to minimize the other screen just to make sure we
We will minimize the screen while not minimizing your opportunity to interact with the show. Call us, texters, emailers, and smoke signalers. Is that how you say it? Smoke signalers. We want to be all-inclusive.
We do.
Let's see. Oh, that's Vandenberg. Here's Minardi. Oh, this is a good one. How about emails from Minardi's supervisor? We'll go with that one. What do you think?
All right.
Minardi's supervisor, by the way, a little background here, is a woman by the name of Michelle Lambs. Very nice woman. Very nice. Not very bright. You know, that seems to be a recurring theme with NFC employees. I think NFC stands for nearly fucking clueless.
Quite possibly.
I think we figured it out. Ha-ha! Joke's on you, NFC. Figured it out. So, they're required by federal law and state mandate to provide parents with children that are taken from the home a case plan, which is supposed to be a roadmap, just a checklist, I suppose, a list of things that you got to do, hoops to jump through or whatever, to get your kids home. It's supposed to be clear and concise. It's supposed to be goal-oriented and strength-based. Point out, you know, the parents' strengths and all the good things they're doing and all that stuff would be very warm and fuzzy. They hadn't got me the case plan for, I don't know, it was forever. And then the one that they sent me was very cryptic. It was like reading a fortune cookie. Anyhow, here we go with emails from the Minardi supervisor. Oh, and that coffee's killing me. Here we go.
Thanks, gamers.
Back in time, November
2014. Alrighty.
Emails from Michelle Adams.
Okay. I apologize for the tardiness of our case plan. It is 100% my fault. We did not get it last night. Please let us know if there is anything you would like us to add to the case plan, as this is what we discussed at the family team meeting.
That is eerie how on target that voice is. I felt as if I were in the room with Michelle Adams at that moment.
What can I say?
I think out of curiosity. I mean, I've teased it a little with that. Now we've got to look at what this case plan says.
We do.
Oh, here we go. Case plan. Jason Davis says the objective here is reunification. They want to reunify me with the kids that they stole for no damn reason whatsoever. Lisa Minardi. So it says here that this plan, the priorities are established by the family. That would be me. And based on identified needs that impact child safety. priorities are goals that the family's agreed to work on. Let me tell you one thing. I didn't agree to a damn thing and didn't identify any of these priorities. I was never consulted. It was not, you know, it was not made with any input from me, which is what's required by law. The goal is, you want to read that in a Minardi voice? You know, it just sounds better with Minardi saying it. The way I hear it in my head.
Jason, that's him, will cope with daily life stressors without the use of any drugs or alcohol as evidenced by passing drug screens, participating in treatment, and attending AA/NA meetings for a period of 4 months.
Wow. Doesn't sound hard, you know, but AA/NA meetings for 4 months.
Sounds pretty sucky.
I mean, okay, I get it. Then it goes on to list my strengths. And my strengths are parenting skills. I have a strength in parenting. Yeah, you took my joke.
I don't see how that's relevant.
My other strength is I'm involved in treatment. And yet, I need to participate in 4 months worth of AA/NA meetings. And then abstain from drugs or alcohol. Another strength of mine is resource management. I'm handy around my resources.
As they well know, probably at this point.
Yeah, I'm kind of like my. And then my physical health. I am healthy as a horse.
Sounds like the ox.
Yes, yes. Crouching tiger. My physical health, while you are correct, that is one of my strengths. Department of Health and Human Services /Lisa Minardi. My real strength. I'm a ninja.
And a beard.
So, my needs, which would apparently, as opposed to strengths, my needs must be my weaknesses. Mm-hmm. And I don't see kryptonite on this list, nor do I see the Joker. Now, here's what I need to do to get my children home. You ready?
Yep.
Jason, that's me. Needs to focus on moving forward. Moving forward from where?
Are we sharks now?
Keep on moving, don't stop.
Just gotta keep going forward, apparently.
Do the locomotion with me. Jason,
me,
needs to focus on what he needs to do to get the children home.
That's very clear.
Well, dumbasses, for one, I focus on nothing less every single day. And I think that's kind of like a circle, like this self-reciprocating kind of thing here, where Jason needs to focus on moving forward, and then Jason needs to focus on what he needs to do to get the children home, but what I need to do to get the children home is focus on moving forward. So it's self-perpetuating, and it goes around and around and around in circles.
It's almost like a paradox.
And
can't have one without the other.
Very vague. I don't see it being goal-directed or oriented. Have I moved forward yet?
I don't know. I don't know where you were backwards. So I guess you've always been forward.
Here I've been moonwalking through life.
Yeah.
Moving forward yet appearing to go backwards.
Main Jackson video.
Weirdos. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know if you want to hear all this stuff, but it's pretty crazy. Oh, well, wait a minute. So as far as the drug screens go, now I pushed NSC and the Department of Health and Human Services. I called them on a daily basis from September 2nd, 2014, all the way through the end of the year, trying to get some drug testing going, which they claim to not have anyone able to do it. Jason has been willing to participate with the drug testing patch, and he has made himself available to the worker to have the patch applied, Ham Sandwich. But there have been struggles with the capstone worker getting to Jason to put the patch on and collect the patch, which is of no fault of Jason's. Ham Sandwich.
Glad you bring it up then.
Because they tried to let this kid's plan go through and say that there's been no testing. What they failed to mention was that I called them every single freaking day, said, what the hell's going on? Why is this happening? What's going on? What can I do? How do we get this going?
I tried to make it appear that I was non-compliant, where it was they themselves that were not compliant. Anyway, that's just how these people go. That's what they do. People are morons and they're criminals. And I'm not telling you guys anything you don't already know. So, the text message machine has gone silent. So,
we're doing so well.
Oh, and I've been instructed that there is now,
from our higher power,
yeah, that I learned about in my AANA meeting. So, higher power, I will, of course, heed your beck and call, and we'll be back. I really, 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 really hate innovation. Vandenberg. I happen to be a person of faith. However, I have no faith in Vandenberg. I do have faith in one thing about him, though. I'm willing to make a wager with you, Jake, and anybody else who's out there, whether you call in or contact us via text message machine.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Central Time,
write that down,
because our listeners are back in Omaha while we are currently hovering in a black helicopter just above Istanbul.
Yep, just made the borderline. Almost got shot down.
Those Turkish rebels.
Yeah.
Huh.
Can't touch it.
Can't believe civil unrest here. Look how pretty it is from 1,400 feet above.
I think I see a chicken. Or a person or a car or a building.
There's some disturbing things about Turkish chickens, but I won't get into it.
Yeah.
My bet goes like this. I bet by tomorrow, 9 o'clock, Jeff Vandenberg could piss me off.
You know, that's probably the safest bet I've ever heard. Besides the bear stuffing.
Oh, kids. Oh, my children. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead, and if I have to see my kids like that, where I'm stuck in a room for 6 hours with three children and two adults besides myself, two adults who leer and loom above you, clipboards in hand, because it takes two of them, you know. And I am a freaking huge dude. I'm violent as all get out. Typically, I like to take one visitation worker and use them to beat the other one. That's a known tactic of mine.
They have that capability.
Yeah, they don't know the mess they've gotten themselves into.
So, perfect threat.
I say this all, of course, with sarcasm and beneficial. Again, let me toot your horn for you. Beep, beep. You guys are pretty awesome, and you know that I'm joking here. And you guys have also expressed to me how ridiculous the situation is. Did you know that, Jake?
Yeah.
When I went and I told them what Vandenberg had said, which they learned at about the same time as me, they were as shocked as I was. Because they know that not only am I not an obscenely violent visitation worker swinging madman, they also know I'm a good dad. And I caught on audio tonight a little bit of that meeting between Beneficial and myself. And we're going to see if we can't share some of that with you on the air right now.
Jason?
Yes.
Are you
here? I am. Oh, yeah. Is there another supervisor that's available?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Do you mind waiting?
Yeah, not at all.
I don't mind waiting. Keep it up. Thanks.
No, I don't mind at all. In fact, you know, my office is around the corner, so
okay.
I mean, I can always wait there, but
oh,
you guys might forget.
Renee leaves at 4:30 every day.
And I apologize for coming in kind of unannounced.
I'm going to take notes at that, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Renee has been outstanding, at least as far as...
You really have been at. Outstanding.
What kind of, I guess, understanding?
Let's move forward.
Child welfare also filed some complaints with, they were credited by the county.
That's tooting my own horn for a little bit, letting them know that I am pursuing some legal action against NFC and the Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm not going to hash that out here with you. But there is no reason for the removal, and it was all bogus. And I've filed all the right papers and complaints, you know, to pursue that.
Back in January, when the team meeting I went, Vandenberg
even mentioned that, oh, you should have one supervisor. We've got audio of this.
Right. And so, any of these going on, Vandenberg's gone so far as to facilitate efforts to try to get me thrown in prison. My ex-wife, you know, and Vandenberg got together and collaborated on a plan, you know, that accused me of some things. Well, this whole deal just got thrown out of court. And I think that now Vandenberg's, you know, grasping for straws. I've come to urge you guys, you know, not to buy in.
He's not even telling you guys how.
Yeah, just because I know you guys are at the end of the day and I don't want to waste your time.
No, can I ask you a question?
You absolutely can.
So other than being James, can I get your first and last name and sort of explain to me why?
James. I've known this man for 20 years. He's like a brother to me.
Is your legal party involved?
I have one.
There are no legal parties. No attorneys.
And I have not heard what they've been trying to
do. They've appointed me 3 separate counsel.
I don't know what just happened. We're going to fast forward a little bit. Move forward in time.
Just tried to relay and tried to instill.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, NFC and Jeff Vandenberg specifically.
Forward in time.
Mentioned that, oh, you should have a supervisor.
That's back.
Counsel, and, you know, I mean, I can't. I'm a,
come on. Basically, this is me at Beneficial today, at the Beneficial office, letting them know that I'm pursuing legal action against NSC and the Department of Health and Human Services, while also hoping to make them aware of the fact that NFC is attempting to use Beneficial as a scapegoat in many of the decisions that they're making, such as disallowing visits for me and my children, claiming all the while that this is Beneficial's policy, this is their doing, don't be mad at me, that kind of thing. Way to shift blame, way to throw the smaller organization under the bus, way to look out for yourself, way to cover your own ass, way to be full of shit, Jeff Vandenberg. Carry on.
And then all of a sudden, visitations have to have 2 workers. Things just, he blows it. Yeah.
Wasn't your visit today, right?
Yeah, I was supposed to have a visit today, and this is why I'm here, partially, mostly. Vandenberg called me here this afternoon, and he said, okay, I really don't have anything to say to you. You know, I don't really want to talk to you, Jeff. Anything you have to say, you can email me anyway. He said, no, you need to hear this. It's about your kids. I'm thinking my kids were in a car wreck or something. I said, all right, go ahead. He says, I just want to let you know that I've spoken to the state on the necessity for visits to take place in a secure environment.
The worker who called today didn't even know about it.
Right,
yeah,
I just got a
call. I actually found out, maybe 2 minutes before you.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Renee just found out. And so we were, confused, so we had to tell the worker.
The worker just called me, 5 minutes or 10 minutes before we got here.
Because I texted her, so I was like,
she was finally getting the message while
she was talking.
Yeah.
That's what I told her. I said I wasn't going to, I didn't want to confirm things until I had an opportunity to come out. He doesn't play fair. He's not playing by any rules. And what he's doing really is just trying to destroy a family because I made him mad because kind of embarrassed him, you know. He's claimed that I made threats.
Faithful listeners, you heard this audio last night.
Online, you know, to harm members of the Families Collaborative there and things like that. When none of these were ever made, he claimed that they had to increase their security threat level and all this stuff. And he put these things in a court report in order to try to get the children placed with their mother.
Fast forward.
Blamed, I guess, by NFC. I enjoyed the relationship I had with each of the world, with the exception of Matt, you know, really.
Yeah.
But I mean, you guys have been the best of all the groups that I've had come and supervise visits.
Good for you, guys.
It's been Owens, Nebraska Children's Home Society, some other one.
But you guys have done the best so far, and I like the way you document things. And I like the way you document things. You know, immediately when I came close, I knew I messed up, and he was so close that his toes were touching my toes.
Oh man.
So what is the rule going forward for my visit? So I know for Saturday.
As far as I know, it needs to be a two-worker on the visit, and it needs to be at a secure location.
And what is a secure location?
Try to
compensate for the fact that his lack of intellect has found him in a position where this parent, this bearded, tattooed, child neglecting, beer swilling, derelict has outsmarted you time and time again, Jeff. And now you want to use children as a means to strike back. You want to manipulate me because you can't do it in the legal way. You can't justify any of your actions through any moral or upstanding or truthful or upright ways at all. You claim to be this man of great intellect, this man of great compassion, and yet on your Facebook page you use children to you exploit them, spread your message of religious hatred. You exploit my children to further your goals there at NFC, the misguided goal that you have that you've saved my children somehow from this horrible life that they live here with me by putting them with a total stranger who believes that slapping the hands of a two-year-old with arthritis is a proper means of discipline, who believes that throwing two kids in a room, turning on the PlayStation, is the modern way of parenting, and that's the way things should be. You know what? Fucking Sony doesn't raise my kids. Jeff, I do. Sony doesn't interact with my children. I do. Mario, Luigi, those guys.
Oh, I know all about some Mario and Luigi. In fact, I invited them over down to my van over there by the river. I think they're still there, Jay Davis.
I wasn't talking about the real Mario and Luigi. I'm trying to make a point, Senator Chambers. Oh, here I go with the senator thing again. We've had no one vote yet on the new, Ernie, I bet you'd vote. If you had a choice, Ernie Chambers, between, we'll give you a couple options here.
Turnicus, Chambericus.
I think you could call me Son of Jor-El.
Son of Jor-El, huh? Are you from planet Krypton?
I sued the planet Krypton.
You are not Superman. I'm sorry.
He is pretty super, though. So, Senator, unpaid intern Chambers, we're going to give you the choice tonight on how you'd like us to summon you or refer to you. Okay. From this point forth, the Latin, which is
Turnicus Chambericus.
And Turnicus Chambericus.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Make me feel like Russell Crowe.
Okay. Okay. Now, also, we thought of Ernie the Intern.
Simple.
Has a bit of a stand-up comic sound to it.
Mm-hmm.
Opening tonight for Bob Saget, Ernie the Intern.
Yeah.
Or it could be the next big thing on the Howard Stern show.
Oh, God.
But Howard Stern, pretty sure you're going down because we've got a pretty damn good show here.
We want to be funny, but not stupid.
Right. And the main goal of the show here, our show, sure, we throw in some humor, and we like to amuse people. And I heard from a couple of our viewers or listeners, you've got me doing this whole 21st century digital boy thing where radio is watched. But a couple of our listeners pointed out today, they listened in last night and they listened the past couple nights, and they just turn on the show, sit back, hang out and listen, and interspersed between all the great points that we make, they say that pretty amusing, that they're entertained. They're entertained by it. So first and foremost, I hope the Paranormal Phrases radio show is a source of information, a source of comfort, a source of, I guess, I hope the Paranormal Phrase, our first goal, is to let other parents know in the community, in the nation, whoever is listening, that we're here. We are parents. Well, I'm a parent. He's apparently not.
Pretty sure I'm not a parent.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, no.
Hope not. And we're unafraid. I'm not afraid.
I'm very not afraid.
But I tell you what, sometimes, honestly, sometimes I'm kind of afraid just because Vandenberg
in a Bo Peep suit. Scary, scary sight.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no suit. New theme song. So, thank you, Ray Parker Jr. But honestly, the humor, all humor and joking aside, this is a very serious deal.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to make light of it. Sometimes that's what I do when you know, I just don't have the answer for why things are going on or what the heck to say. And I've got no answer. I've heard corruption in government. I've heard of corruption in child protective services. I've heard of it and I've seen it. But I have never heard of it. And I have never seen it at the level or the depths that I'm seeing it right now, firsthand. And I know that there's more of you out there like me who are seeing this kind of stuff. Call us. Give us a call. Go to the website, www.jaydavis.net, J-A-Y-D-A-V-I-S.net. Because if you go to this Jay Davis, I think it's some sort of comedian site, which is definitely not me.
That's funny.
Yeah, that is comedic. JayDavis.net, there's a spot there where you can share your story electronically via the web's text message machine. You can text me or call me at any time at 402-616-6093. You can also go to the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ whatever it is, jdavis.net. Like us on Facebook there. Twitter. I know that this Blog Talk Radio got us connected with Twitter. We haven't ironed out the whole Facebook wrinkle yet. Yeah, and that doesn't fall on us, though. We were ready for that one. That's on you, Blog Talk Radio. I hate to badmouth or bite the hand that feeds us or whatever it's called. But hey, guys, you want us to succeed? Let's get this Facebook thing fixed. So anyway, find us at facebook.com/jdavis.net. Let us know what's going on. Let us know how we can help you. Because we are funny guys. There's nothing funny when it comes to the shit that NFT is pulling. And I will stand with you. I will fight for you. I'm nobody. I'm just a dude. You know what? When this dude and, I don't know, a couple other dudes, maybe a few moms here and there, you know, when we get together and we make one voice of many,
pretty loud,
we can make a lot of noise. And when we start making noise in the numbers, in the decibels that many people together can make noise at,
we could beat the Seahawks.
We could be like, what's that called there? What's that stadium? Quest Field? Yeah. CenturyLink Field? Yeah.
Some sort of cable provider.
Well, screw that. We'll be louder than Arrowhead Stadium. We're going to make so much noise. Basically, when
a lot of noise,
Earth will shake. Earth will shake and start making waves. And I tell you what, Vandersloot, and people like you, there's no shelter from this earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
There's no secure inner wall. There's no no basement to go hide in. Your day is coming. And again, let me stress, this is not a threat to your physical safety. No one is threatening to harm you, especially not Jason Davis.
Well, apparently.
What I am threatening, what I am saying, what I am guaranteeing you is the fact that I'm coming after your job, I'm coming after your livelihood, I'm coming to expose you for the piece of shit that you are. You're a liar. You're a crook. You're a human being with no compassion in an industry that requires compassion. I'm coming after your NFC's accreditation through the Council on Accreditation. You haven't lived up to a single standard. Your own accreditation societies or whatever holds you to. The National Association of Social Workers, the Code of Ethics. I can walk you through line by line of that Code of Ethics and show you how you have no place as a social worker. You have no place at NFC. You have no place in the state of Nebraska, and it's time for you to go.
For those of you who just started listening, fairly recent, yes, he is this bad.
Bad enough to win the biggest SOB in the service area award.
We are not over dramatizing this at all.
Gosh.
This is bad.
I hate to send that to him electronically. I don't want to email it to him.
Maybe you can mail it to him.
I tell you what, tomorrow's my birthday. I forgot.
Yeah, we can go say hi.
And for my birthday, my one wish was that I myself anyway, and I know that I've got a couple good volunteers hanging out here,
right,
at least three of them, and I know of a fourth who will at least join us over the lunch hour.
I know a few as well.
Well, it looks like it's June 5th, part two.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's not only June 12th, it's now June 5th, part two. Look for us at 117th and Blondo, the intersection there. There's also 120th and Blondo, another little major intersection, just one, two, three blocks away from 117th and Blondo, where there's a Pepper Jack's Grill, which is where I'll be having lunch tomorrow. And then, immediately after filling my stomach with Pepper Jack's goodness,
I love the cheesesteak,
I'm going to be holding the sign, making people think, making people reconsider their career goals. But for my birthday, my one wish is that the word gets out on NFC. That's all I really want to do. Outside of course, bring my children home. But bringing my children home will come when NFC is exposed for the biggest, for being the biggest crooks the state's ever known. Ripping the state off right now for $59 million by June 30th. If we don't make a stand, if we don't make it known, if we don't make a loud-ass noise and get that shit stopped. $59 million.
Oh,
God. $59 million. Let's see. That's a lot of kids. Considering, let's do math here real quick. I think there's 8,000. No, not 8,000. That's the whole state. Okay. All right. Well, this is a rough estimate. Not any real scientifically proven number, but let's say 3,600 kids in the Eastern Service Area are now the home placement or is having case management handled by NFC. What's 59 million divided by 3,600?
Find out for those of you radios out
let's
there.
Let's go to the abacus.
Ernie Chambers knows about the abacus.
Ernie, sure you do. Thank you. 59 million, as in dollars, divided by 3,600, as in children stolen from their families.
We are given the grand total of 16,388.
That's,
if you round that up, it's 16,000, with a couple decimals straggling, 16,389.
Roughly, we'll round it up to the nearest big number here. Wow.
$16,400.
$16,400 is this. The ransom, the price, the value put on your children by the state of Nebraska.
Put a price on the life.
Or on the love of a father for his children.
Us debaters, we get pretty uppity when that argument comes up. Cause
you know who else gets uppity?
Super immoral.
Damn right. And morality. And I think we had this talk a while back just about morality and ethics and some of the moral dilemmas, the great ones of all time, from Socrates. Some Aristotle, some of the great philosophers who talked a lot on morals and ethic principle. Something that you sons of bitches must have never, ever took during your course of education as social workers.
You know what I think it is? I think it's one of those very, huge misconceptions about atheists, but I think Mr. Vandenberg over here actually believes it so much that atheists don't have morals.
I think, Jake, and we're going to get on a tangent here for just a minute. I have no problem with atheists. None whatsoever. And I don't know that there's a conception or misperception that atheists lack morals just because they don't believe in God. God did not hand down morals, if there is one. And I couldn't really say if there is. I believe there is, but I don't know. But that's where faith comes in. Now, morals and ethics. Morality was not something handed down by an almighty being. Morality, as many ancient philosophers and modern philosophers believe, morality is something inherent in the human species. difference between right and wrong is known from birth. It's inherent. We all know what's right and wrong.
I think the stereotype goes along the line of that we feel that there's no consequences for our actions. In an
ultimately,
I think that's where the misconception comes in, where they think, well, they're not worried about anything.
But if people mean to do evil, they're going to do evil, whether there's a consequence now or the consequences
this is true.
50 years from now.
Very true.
Now, Vandenberg, and this is, maybe I'm wrong, maybe this is my misperception about atheists, and in my experience, atheists are much like Vandenberg, where they believe themselves to be so highly intelligent, they believe so much of themselves, they believe so highly of themselves, and they're so certain that they're right about the world. Of course, they're so confident in themselves. These gifts cannot be imparted to them by some benevolent creator. These gifts, this intelligence, this supreme level of awareness could only come to them because they're special. Because they're so freaking smart, wonderfully above everyone else, that they just know the answers. It was fate, destiny, karma, kismet, one of those fucking kind of things that gave them this higher level of thinking where they can understand that there's no benevolent creator, there is no God, and that only some backwoods yokel, some slack-jawed hick from the state of Nebraska, only those kinds of idiots could ever believe that there's some kind of fairy tale God out there gave us all life, that gave us all the opportunity to live this crazy fucking thing that we're doing. Now, I could go on and get into the mathematics of how I've come to believe in certain things, but I'm not going to, and maybe I'm wrong about the many atheists that I've come across, but it's the impression I get in talking with them that they all think so highly of themselves, they aren't gifts imparted to them by a creator, it's their own hard work, their own merit, their own qualities that bring them to be so above us, to be so above people of faith. Now, I don't know what I believe. I know what I believe. I don't know if what I believe is true. I don't know if it's right. That's where faith comes in again. And as I've said time and again, and I'll share it with you now, my philosophy on the whole thing is this. If someone believes that there's a creator, that there's a God, if they believe in the Ten Commandments and the story of the Garden of Eden and Noah's Ark, if they believe in these things and they hear the stories and it gives them comfort, if a little old lady down the street who's lost her husband and lost her dog and is all alone in this world and finds her comfort by listening to the Reverend Jerry Falwell on late night television, she finds comfort and hope in that, and she has a reason to believe in tomorrow, who the fuck am I to take that away from? I don't know that I'm right, but I know I'm right when I say I have no right to take that away from anyone. And so, sorry to get on my rant there, but I don't think of atheists as just immoral, total heathens who are looking to live it up now because there's no consequence for what they do today. That's a foolish way of thought. Because atheists, I do give you this much, many of you are intelligent enough to know that, like I said, if you're going to do wrong, you're going to do wrong regardless of whether the consequence is now or in the future. There's nothing there that's going to stop you. If you're going to do wrong, it's not going to be the book of Job that's going to keep you from doing wrong. So, Vandenberg, there you go, buddy. You got no excuse, dipshit. Oh, little old lady from down the street.
Mr. Davis, I just wanted to say that you pretty much hit it right on the head when you said that thing about the Reverend Falwell. I just love to listen to him. And ever since Eunice, my great aunt Eunice, ever since that she passed and her dog Lucky passed with her, they passed in a carriage accident in 1864. God bless him. Well, ever since then, and he had me for the radio, and now the television, and now color television. Ever since, with Billy Graham and Jerry Falwell. Oh, Lord, I have a reason to wake everyone.
Little old lady, we appreciate you. I believe they're calling G59 down at the bingo hall. Have a good night.
Thank you, Jay David.
Holy cow. How'd you get up here so quick?
We got a walker to do it.
You see that walker?
Yeah.
Thing had a jetpack on it. Good Lord.
Things Medicare will give you these days.
Frivolous spending. The upper levels of government. That's something we'll tackle when we're done. Some more frivolous spending by government. $59 million go to NFC. Frivolous.
Yeah, there you go.
More frivolous spending. Jeff Vandenberg's salary. Frivolous. Unjustifiable. More frivolous spending. Jeff Vandenberg using the state's health insurance policy to pay for his upcoming sex change.
That's what we got for Bill Peep Health.
Exactly. And I say, and no offense to Bruce Gunners of the world or the, you know, the transgenders or the people waiting a sex change operation, I hope that that goes well for you. I hope you get it when you're able to. I hope that it provides you, I guess, the comfort of at one point or another in your life being secure in your body and your identity. But Jeff, really, on the state's bill, are you kidding me? Come on, man. You made enough money robbing other families of freedom and happiness and shit like that. Haven't enough children cried to pay for that sex change? Why do you got to use the state's insurance policy? You doctors that condone that shit. Shame, shame. So, Jacob, tomorrow's my birthday.
What it is.
And I know that at least a large chunk of it's probably going to be ruined by Vandersloot and all that. So, I got a proposition for you tonight. Folks, what we're going to do right now, we're going to call it quits for the night, I think. We're going to rein the show in a little bit early, just so we can get a head start on tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's show is going to be a pre-recorded broadcast. I won't be live here. I will be live down at Vandersloot's office making him upset. And I hope that they've raised his deductible by now. Hope there's a big out-of-pocket while they reverse your pocket, whatever they do to you, Jeff. I'm going to be there tomorrow, so I won't be around for the show. So we're going to go ahead and get an early start on tomorrow's show by pre-recording it. Again, beauty of the 21st century.
I can recall the beauty of the 18th century.
She's back.
Oh, hello, snake handler. Let's get out of here. Senator Chambers, here, fourth called Ernicus Chambercus.
Yes.
You can just call me Russell Crowe.
No. We'll not do that because Russell Crowe would probably come and beat us both up.
He's pretty crazy and he loves to fight.
Cinderella Man.
I like the name Cinderella.
I reserve that name for post-op Jeff Vandenberg.
Making movies, making songs, and fighting around the world.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you know what? Thursday night, tomorrow's my birthday. This is my last day as an 804-year-old man. Tomorrow, I'll be 805. And I'll be there at 117th and Blondo, somewhere around noonish. Maybe a little earlier, maybe a little later. I'm going to keep you on your toes, Jeff, like a midget at a urinal. This is Parent Unafraid on Blog Talk Radio. We'll catch you Saturday night. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for hitting the Eli Whitney text message machine. Next time, we'll have something even more ridiculously funny, crazy. Next time, the hell with funny and crazy. Tomorrow, next time, next show, let's just piss a bunch of people off.
Yeah.
All right, we're just going to piss people off next time. I hope you're with us. We'll see you.
Are you sure you
went? I'm sure of it.
Damn sure.